Senator John Kerry campaigned today at Howard University in Washington, D.C. It's the latest stop on a week-long tour of college campuses. Along with his critique of the Bush administration on taxes, the environment, and Iraq, the presumptive Democratic nominee is focusing on college affordability. And NPR's Anthony Brooks reports he's working on his image, too.
Along with the policy proposals and the stinging critiques of the Bush administration, John Kerry is trying to present himself as someone who can relate to a young, hip crowd. Here's how former New Hampshire Governor Gene Shaheen introduced him at the University of New Hampshire.
How many of you know that John Kerry used to play in a rock band?
Warmed up by the popular band Guster, the 200 or so students were happy to welcome the candidate who tried his best to keep the crowd with him.
There's a lot of energy here. I can feel it. I feel like I was back in college. The same deal. Living off beer and pizza and whatever. I promise one of the first things that I intend to do as President of the United States is issue an executive order pardoning you for anything you did on spring break.
Kerry is spending much of the week talking about rising college tuition. He says some 200,000 students have been priced out of a college education over the last 3 years. On Tuesday, he told University of Rhode Island students in Providence that the president has only made it worse.
President Bush and his administration have done everything except live up to the promise and help Americans to be able to do better. The Pell grants have been cut. The Perkins grants have been cut. College tuitions have gone up 28% in the last 3 years.
The Bush administration points out it's spending more than ever on Pell grants to help low-income students. But Kerry says that's because there are more low-income students than ever. He's proposing a $13 billion plan for free public college education in return for 2 years of public service. But attention to these proposals is competing with the growing unease about the war, a tricky issue for Kerry, who voted to authorize the use of force in Iraq. But this week, Kerry has been sharpening his criticism of the president's reluctance to internationalize the U.S.-led effort.
This administration has been the single most unilateral, the single most arrogant and inept, reckless foreign policy pursuit that I have seen in the modern history of the United States of America. And they have lost us friends and influence.
University of Rhode Island students Linda Nico and Brian Lowe say they were impressed with what they heard.
He's not Bush.
Yeah, that's a big one. All you see George Bush doing for young people is sending them away to get killed, and that's something I want. I don't want to see my friends going away to war and not coming back.
How important is the issue of college affordability?
Huge, huge.
I really like the community service idea of if you do a lot of work in your community, you go to school for free in state. That's an awesome idea.
Jonathan Ellis, a Kerry supporter and a sophomore from Brown University, agrees that college affordability is a key issue.
Most of the people I know attend college, but a lot of the people I know didn't attend the college they wanted to because of tuition.
Really?
If John Kerry or President Bush can find a way to make sure that that's possible, that might earn them a lot of support among college students.
A new poll from Harvard's Institute of Politics finds that dissatisfaction over President Bush's handling of the economy, the war, and gay marriage has turned a Bush advantage into a 10-point Kerry lead on college campuses. But the Institute's director, Dan Glickman, says Kerry's support is weak and that both parties would do well to court college voters.
They should be paying attention to this group of voters. Over 60% of the students who are polled say they are currently planning on voting in the next election, and we could be talking about a million more college students voting than voted in the 2000 election.
All week, Kerry has been evoking the legacy of the 1960s, when student activism helped change the course of national affairs.
And it was young people who helped to end the war in Vietnam. We need you back. We need you back in this system.
Earlier today, Kerry brought that same message to Howard University students in Washington, D.C. His campus tour moves on to Pennsylvania tomorrow. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.